In studio right now, we have candidate for Ward 1 in Strathroy-Caradoc for the 2022 municipal election, current councillor Steve Pelkman. Steve, first of all, give us a little background on your political history.
I've been a councillor since 1997, been on municipal committee since 1996, so pretty much vast experience in a lot of different sectors.
So officially on the ballot for October of this year for Ward 1, give me your thoughts or reasoning why you're seeking re-election.
Well, over the past year and a half, we've done a lot of work on strategic planning, and I want to see some of that follow through. Plus, some of those items have, you know, really large price tags. And I think that when you're dealing with those really large items, experience is a good factor to have on council at the time.
Other than that, what are some of the items, if there are any, on your campaign platform?
Certainly, we have some issues with traffic corners. I know they're addressed in the master plan, but I would like to see them get completed. That would be Head and Metcalf and Head and 2nd Street. As well, I want to see the Mount Bridges Arena through. That's something that I feel pretty strongly about. And also, the playground equipment that we had to pull out a few years ago, I'd like to see that get all replaced too.
Steve, where does the topic of affordable housing fit in your priority list?
Well, as you know, we've had a lot of changes in our real estate market lately. People who were owning houses and renting them out are now selling them, causing issues for either A, the rent is going up, or the rental property is disappearing. So attainable housing is a very big factor. Certainly, I think people have to look at their expectations of what they have as a living unit and what we can get developers to provide for different pricing.
When voters go to the polls or vote online or through the mail for Ward 1 in Strathroy-Caradoc, why should they put a check mark beside Steve Pelkman?
I think I look out for the everyday Joe. I make a decent living, but I'm not a wealthy person, and I know what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck. I've been there. I know what it's like to live on a budget and live on your cash flow, and I always keep that perspective in mind when making decisions.
For any voter that's looking to reach out to you, maybe ask you some questions, maybe find out more information about your campaign, are you willing to provide any contact information at this time?
Absolutely. They can search me on Facebook and message me that way, or by email, spelkman@bell.net.
Steve Pelkman on the ballot in October for Ward 1 in Strathroy-Caradoc. Thanks, Steve, and good luck in October.
Thank you.